It's 28 past six. Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran, and I'm about to tell you, Fran, it's not just Michael Clarke. He'll be missing from the Australian team for tonight's final one-day final in Adelaide, but also fast bowler James Pattinson. Now, Clarke's gammy hammy has ruled him out, while Pattinson has, well, blown a buttock. Off-spinner Nathan Lyon has been brought into the Australian squad to replace Pattinson, while Peter Forrest is expected to come in for the final 11 in Clarke's stead. And there are, look, a few worried people about the place, about Clarke longer term, with the Australian side due to leave for the Caribbean tomorrow. These hamstring injuries just don't seem to go away. Sri Lanka too has its injury worries, with a decision on whether to play Angelo Matthews being delayed to almost the toss of the coin today. Whoever plays and whoever wins, the return of the Tri-Nation series has proven a considerable success. And that other enduring success, the Sheffield Shield, enters its final round today, with four sides still able to make the final. The Tassies and the Whackers, they play each other in Hobart. The Queenslanders, who play the Sackers on a juiced up Gabba, and the Vics, who are at home against New South Wales. And in soccer, the World Game Aroos have risen to number 20 in the world rankings, up two places. Spain may not have the best economy in the world, but it certainly has the best soccer team in the world, ahead of the Netherlands, Germany, Uruguay, Brazil and England. So while there might be a lot of problems here in Australia at the domestic level, it seems that the soccer players who play for Australia under Holger Osik's guidance, they can appear to be able to rise above them. I'll be back with more sport a bit later this morning, Fran.